This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Egypt's military rulers today removed the country's prime minister. He had been appointed by President Hosni Mubarak shortly before Mubarak stepped down last month. The ouster of Ahmed Shafik was a key demand of protesters who want all remnants of the old regime purged. The Egyptian military also tried appeasing the opposition by replacing Shafik with a favorite of the protesters. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Cairo, and she filed this report.
The new prime minister is Issam Sharaf, who was a former transportation minister under Mubarak. The Egyptian military announced the appointment on its Facebook page and website. Sharaf, a civil engineer who earned his master and doctoral degrees at Purdue University, had endeared himself to protesters by visiting them in Cairo's Tahrir, or Liberation Square, that became the epicenter of the revolution. Historian Mahmoud Sabit believes it was no accident Sharaf was appointed the day before another large protest is expected in the square following Friday prayers.
Well, it becomes a pattern. They see what they can do before the following Friday to appease the populace, you know?
He adds the military had little choice but to sack Ahmed Shafik because he lost all credibility during a controversial appearance last night on a popular talk show in which he defended Egypt's hated state security agency, among other missteps. The plainclothes security force is blamed for some of the worst human rights violations during Mubarak's rule. But if the military's aim was to persuade protesters to stay home, it didn't seem to be working. Many who gathered in Tahrir Square hours after the new prime minister was announced vowed to continue their vigil, like 27-year-old Mohammed Saada Abdulhamid.
Issam Sharaf is not a good choice because he was a former transportation minister in a country that has major transportation problems and too many accidents.
Sharaf quit his post 5 years ago after a series of deadly train crashes blamed on government negligence. Even protesters who are thrilled to have someone in charge who was not part of Mubarak's last days in office say they won't stop speaking out. Mona Saif is an Egyptian activist and blogger.
Even the Youth Coalition had issued a statement basically saying that they are still calling for the demonstrations, that this is to celebrate the removal of Shafik, but also to stress the delivery of the rest of the demands. So this would be all tomorrow.
Those demands include removing what's left of Mubarak's cabinet, releasing political prisoners, dismantling the hated state security agency, and ending a three-decade-old state of emergency that allowed Egyptian security forces to act with impunity. Historian Sabit says he also hopes Sharaf will appoint a cabinet that finally gets Egypt back on track.
Having a transitional period under men who are almost administrators will work unless there's some crisis or something. We need the routine of government at the moment.
One of Sharaf's main challenges will be to revive an economy hit hard by the protests. The stock market has been closed for more than a month, and tourists are largely staying away. Activists, meanwhile, are calling on the new prime minister to join them in the square tomorrow. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.